Walt speaking.
Yes, Mr. Walter, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. How you doing?
I'm fine, yourself?
I'm good, I'm good. Reason I was calling is I see that your services began with us, and I forget what's called your client service agreement sign. It goes into your file when a Keystone, your Medicaid insurer audits us, it has to be in there. I have your address as 4421 Walnut Street, Apartment 1. Is that still correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I am in your area tomorrow between 1 and 3. Would you be available for me to come by and get that signed?
I'm sorry. Your title again?
I have a multitude of titles for Family First. This is outreach as well as self-auditing. I'm also the marketing director, the enrollment liaison, and the business developer for Family First. So I do a multitude of things, but this in particular is, this keeps our books up to date. This is more like a self-audit. So all new clients that we have, I update their file, because if and when we get audited, we have all the necessary documents in there.
Okay. Let me see, because tomorrow I got some running around to do at home. What do you look like on Thursday?
Thursday, I'm not in the field. So tomorrow, I'm actually in your area. I'm doing 19104 tomorrow. I'm not doing that Thursday. Friday, I'm not even sure I'm going to be in Philadelphia. So I do them in clusters. So not only do I do our new clients, I also update our older clients. So when I do them in certain areas so I can get as many people updated as possible. So that's why I do them in clusters. So, yeah, tomorrow is that University City area.
Okay, does my father have to be there?
He doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be. So, wait a minute. This is Walter Knight. Okay, Walter Knight and Walter Nix. Okay, I think both names are Walter's last name and first name. So let me make sure I have the right, because I have this number as, same number. Okay. So, so for some reason, they have the same number for both of y'all. 2672.
Yeah, my dad, he isn't really too good with the phone or anything, so anything, he just sends it to me.
Got you. All right, let me see, because I looked at the schedule. Because I think tomorrow is the day that you have the 7-to-5 shift. So that's why I also tried to include you in that, since it's not the 1 to 6 or something like that. Thursday is no, I know that. I know Thursday I'm not in the field. Thursday I'm taking an administrative day where I need to do some documentation and stuff like that, and I need to deal with some enrollment thing.
Can I put you on hold one quick second? I'm sorry, can I put you on hold one quick second?
Sure.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Only thing I was saying is, because if he had to be there, because tomorrow I was going to do some of his service over his partner's house. Like, we go over there a couple of days, and so he can see his partner, and I help out over there also. So that's why I was asking. He looks forward to that.
Now, is that anywhere close to the University City place?
Well, it's in South Philly.
Oh, okay. So that's different. All right. So
if he don't have to be there, then I can shoot back and I can meet you. That's not a problem. But if he has to be there,
he actually has to sign, because it's really his service agreement, basically saying that he's aware of your schedule and duty. So
okay,
I'd have to see him. So he actually has to be there more than you do. That's the thing. Unless he was non-responsive. Like, you know, somebody that was in hospice or things of that nature, that's something different. But if he is, you know, receptive and responsive, then no, he would have to be there.
All right, now what time are you talking about? Like, what time would you be free? Let me see maybe I can move it around.
So I'm in the area, so I have, let me see. I have 1, 2, 3. You'd be the 4. So I have somebody earlier up when I'm coming from Mount Airy, and then I have 3 people. Y'all be the 4th coming to University City. So I should be in University City around 12 o'clock. So probably meet like normally if they're not, if the appointments don't take long, like they can be as quick as 5 minutes if nobody has any questions or anything like that. If the caregiver or client or supporting family members have any questions, and sometimes it takes longer. I'm estimating, because you guys being the 4th one, that it will probably be between 1 and 3, somewhere around there. Now, if there is something where you guys be available earlier, then because these other three people are on the same zip code, I can push y'all up if it's going to be in and out. And push you guys up.
Can I ask this? Can I ask, can we get on the next round? Can we do it next week?
I'll let you know, because I make my schedule usually 2 or 3 days prior, so it depends on what I got going on. But I'll just put in there, because, yeah, right now, this, unless we get any other client in that zip code, you got Mr. Walsh will be the, Mr. Knight would be the only one in 109-104 missing. So if I'm in West Philly next week, then I'll just give you a call. And probably
right, no
that,
problem.
The day before that.
Okay, no problem. I'll tell you what. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I'll put no, in just, my notes to check next week.
Okay, no problem. As long as you give me a day to set it up, and I'll make sure the next one we'll get it done.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, that works. Okay.